This is the United States Treasury Department. The Treasury Star Parade presents Jan Garber and his orchestra.
Have you figured it out yourself? Just what is the least you can do as your personal share in winning this war? It won't take long to figure, so do it just as soon as this program is over. Simply jot down on one side of a piece of paper all the money that's coming into your home each week. Salary, bonuses, overtime, everything. On the other side of that paper, write down what it costs you to live, cutting out all unnecessary expenses. The difference between those two totals is what your family should be investing in war bonds every week through your payroll savings plan. Figure it out yourself.
Hello, everybody. This is Jan Garber. We're happy to be with you on the Treasury Star Parade. So let's be on our way with an orchestra arrangement of the song "I'll Always Be in Love with You."
Bye.
our song stars, Bob Davis, with a romantic ballad, In the Blue of the Evening.
In the blue of evening, when you appear close to me, dear one, there in the dusk we'll share a dream reverie. While crickets call and the stars are falling, there beneath the starlit sky, you'll come to me. In the shadows of the night we'll stand. I'll touch your hand and then softly as your lovely eyes entreat, our lips will meet again in the blue of evening. Night winds above whispering, I love you. There we will find romance in the blue of evening.
Irving Berlin has given us many beautiful songs and melodies. One of my favorites is the Easter Parade. Thank you. Garber again. We've enjoyed our visit with you on the Treasury Star Parade. Remember, on the home front, we all have an important job to do helping our fighting men win this war. You must keep on buying more war bonds. Extra war bonds for victory. Jack Swift and the boys have a musical salute for our flag. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere.
There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. In a distant land so many miles away, only Uncle Sam's great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Perry, and Nathan Hale, and Cole, and Kelly, too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving o'er a land of heroes brave and true.
Every patriotic American right now is figuring it out for himself, figuring out how much his family can increase the amount of money it's investing in war bonds through the payroll savings plan. We can't fail to do more for our fighting men now that the battle's spreading, intensifying, and victory is more than a hope and a prayer. Sure, we've got to dig deeper, but only dig into our pocketbooks, not a foxhole. Isn't it worth giving up that weekly poker game? Stop dropping a little cash at the hot spots now and then, giving up buying that dress you don't actually need, to put the money instead into bonds for the boys who are going back again and again to face death and sometimes meet it. See how many of your non-essential expenditures you can cut out entirely, and then decide to put that money, every single dollar of your family's income, over and above your necessary, your absolutely necessary living expenses, into war bonds through the payroll savings plan. Figure it out yourself.
The Treasury Department wishes to thank Jan Garber and his orchestra, Jack Swift, Bob Davis, Kay Foster, and this station for the use of its facilities. This is Frederick Shields suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.